Well, there's a huge amount of damage being done by the Federal Reserve's third round of quantitative easing. It's a profoundly dishonest program. It's primarily benefiting banks and folks who have inside ties to the government. There was a Washington Post story yesterday that talked about how the big banks would get the benefits and not the people, the mortgage borrowers who were supposedly the justification for the program. It's appalling that the Congress has made no effort to put any control over the central bank when the central bank is intentionally wrecking the value of the U.S. dollar and thinking that's somehow going to make us all rich. Congressman Ron Paul had a bill to audit the Fed, but that's being stifled in the U.S. Senate. It is as if the politicians don't want Americans to know how the government is yanking the chains on the currency and, you know, probably driving the entire economy over a cliff. There was that recent report that talked about how the dollar index is heading for a rapid collapse in the next 3 to 4 weeks. I don't think that the adverse impact will be that fast and that dramatic, partly because there's partly because other governments elsewhere are also doing very stupid things to the currency, such as in Europe. And China is a huge question mark because it's not possible to trust anything which they're doing with economic numbers at this point. So there's a lot of bad news there, but the roof probably will not fall in the next 4 weeks.